So this weekend was a real blessing for me. I was able to be out there with Jessica and my mother-in-law, Lori. Oh, and Kehlani. So it was a blessing to be out there. It was great to get to know the folks there at Living Word. And just that community there. Well, I can't say the whole community around there because this is Long Beach, this is California we're talking about. But to be able to present the word to some people and be able to just give them, you know, the Gospel of John, the Book of Romans, that was great. Well, being out there got me to what I'm going to talk about tonight, because really to go out there to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim what comes out of the Bible, you really have to believe. You got to believe.
Amen.
You know, we can show people, you know, show them in the Bible how to be saved. You know, we can tell them that they can have a more abundant life. But it all goes back to you believing all of that.
Yeah.
You know.
Amen.
You can tell people about all that's in God's holy word. But it goes back to belief. To knowing that you have that faith in the Lord, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's where your faith begins.
Because
I don't ever believe, I didn't ever believe, or I didn't ever have any faith in the Word of God, you know, before I was born again. I knew of it, and I believe I may have had a Bible at the house, but never did I believe in it. So I was born again, which is what we're out there to do, you know, hoping that people are born again. That way they can believe.
Amen.
So tonight I just want to go through some of the Christian principles that the Bible teaches. You know, for one, we know that God is the King of the universe. You know, He's the Creator. He rules. And He rules over it.
Amen.
You know, Genesis 1:1 tells us right away, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
You know, with that, you can also align it with John 1:1 that says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
You know, this specifies a perfect fellowship, you know, between God the Father and God the Son being Jesus Christ. He's always been.
Amen. Always been.
You know, a lot of people that we talk to, they have very different beliefs. You know, they'll tell you about, you know, they've seen visions, or they've seen things, and they were told about things that, you know, that were to come. We ran into a few that, all right, given maybe they were medicated, or maybe just been out in the sun a little too long, or what have you. But, you know, it comes from somewhere,
all right,
these beliefs that they have. It comes from somewhere, and it definitely isn't God's holy word. So we know that Jesus Christ, he's always been. Revelation 22 tells us, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. That should be enough to tell us that everybody's accountable to God.
Amen.
You know, whether you believe it or not, you're accountable.
Yes.
So for that, I wanted to go to Acts 17:31. I didn't write that one down, so. And like I said, well, this, you know, we're held accountable. This should be, and this confirms what we just mentioned, because he hath appointed a day in which he would judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. The Bible confirms that. Therefore, we can believe. We can believe that.
Amen. Yeah.
So there's another true Christian principle, and that's that God's word is truth. Once again, I go back to talking to people out there, and they just don't believe in the Bible. They believe it's either outdated. They'll tell you that, well, it was just written by flawed individuals. Well, that may be so, but it was inspired by God. It was breathed. It was, yeah. He told them what to write. You know, I believe that. And Jesus confirmed this. He said in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You know, don't let anybody get you twisted around.
Amen.
There's a lot of philosophies that people may have, and I came across some. Fairy tales. I had an individual, you know, actually, even Christians. You might not want to be fooled by Christians. I had a guy, you know, he gave me a good testimony. You know, we talked about the word a little bit, and then towards the end, you know, I showed him one the book that we were passing out. In the back, it's got a lot of churches. You know, they got a lot of churches that they can go to there. And he told me, "Oh no, I belong to a church." And he goes, "Yeah, and it's led by the prophet. I forgot his name, but." So, like I said, even people that may claim to be Christian, you know, you got to, that's why we got to test ourselves. We got to, we got to know that we're in the Word and that we're in the truth. Yes. Once again, we got to believe that. You know, we got to believe that God's word is truth. The Holy Bible is the truth. It's established. It's official. Yes. Now, I'm going through all this stuff because I see it as important when you're out there, you know, when you're, whether you're knocking on people's doors or telling people about your testimony or telling people about God's word and what he's done for you.
Yes.
So, we know that man, like I said, we know that the word was written by man, but it was God that told them what to write. Therefore, it's without error. You know, it said if it was just men that just wrote it and went off their own thoughts, we know that it'd be errorful, but it's not. And for that, 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So we're told what to believe. We're told what is wrong. We're told how to correct that wrong. And we're told how to live. And we're to live righteously. I know that don't mean a hill of beans to the world out there, but I mean, we're not to live like we're above others. You know, when I was out there, you know, every other time I had to pray, you know, Lord, keep me humble, keep me in your keep me in your spirit. Don't let me go out of it, because when we get out of the spirit, we go out into our own ways. You know, that's where we can tend to look down on people. We start to really lose focus of why you're there.
Amen.
Which is telling people how to get saved. Yeah. You know, but we're to live in decency. We're to have integrity. You know, I'm paraphrasing Colossians 1:10, but to live a life that is worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. And that's to strive to know the Lord better, becoming spiritually stronger. We can't do that unless we're in prayer and unless we're in the Word of God. And one of the most important Christian principles is that without it, you know, you'll never truly believe in any of this. That is that the Bible teaches us that every person, without exception, has sinned and broken God's moral law.
Everybody.
Therefore, we're in need of a Savior. Romans 6:23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
What are the wages? That refers to what we deserve. And I don't mean money. The wages of sin is death. It's clear, and we have to believe that. And God's unmerited favor, that would be the gift of God, which is eternal life, you know, not eternal damnation. That would be the opposite. That would be more of the wages that we deserve. And Isaiah 64:6 reminds us that we're all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness is as filthy rags. This is one of the first verses that I can remember when I was first born again. It just reminded me I wasn't going to do it on my own. I wasn't going to do it on merits.
Man.
I wasn't going to do it on being good. And I thought I was pretty good, but not according to the Lord. Well, actually, Deanna knew me before that, and I guess she knows I wasn't that good. But you know, at the time, I didn't know any better, you know, until that day when I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and I knew that he died on the cross for me, for my sins. Then it's like a whole new life began, you know. We know that God was merciful and he sent us a Savior. And Jessica, who is your Lord and your Savior? Yes, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. So for that, I want to go to Romans 10:9. I was able to go through these verses with somebody over there. And I say only God knows, but I did see a little sparkle in their eye after, you know, after we read this. So Romans 10:9 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That confession is to the Father. We're letting them, you know, I remember the day that I was saved, the Holy Spirit had pretty much convicted me. And so it was really nothing of myself. It was the Holy Spirit convicting me. But I knew that I was a sinner. I needed a Savior. I didn't want to go to hell. And that's when the acceptance of Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, his death, burial, and resurrection, was needful. Needful for me to know and believe you in my heart.
Yes.
And how do I know I was saved? Well, I wanted to do things that I didn't want to do before. I wanted to try to live up to some of these standards that are in the Bible.
Amen.
And I don't mean, you know, the Ten Commandments. I couldn't keep, can't keep those. But, you know, and whenever I did fail, or whenever I do fail, try to remember that the Lord will forgive us.
Yes, he will.
Forgive us. And so I wanted to go through all this because, you know, I pray to God that he continues to bless Wagon Wheel as far as going out to visitation with these outreaches that come about with Brother Ron or whatever outreach that that God presents us with. That we can partake in that. Pray about, I can't remember when the next one is, but, well, it's Paris.
Oh, the Olympics. Yeah.
The Olympics, yes. That's going to be in New Orleans. Pray about that. It's just a great blessing to be out there and, you know, because if you don't have that that compassion on a day-to-day basis, when you get out there and you see all, you know, you see the hordes of people that you know need a Savior,
yes.
You know, you'll it does something for you. And
amen.
I was blessed to be able to partake in that, and I thank the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I think his holy word, because once again, I go to that word, believe.
Believe.
You know, if we don't believe in his holy word, we won't believe what he's, really what he's already done for you,
yes.
You know, in your second birth. You know, we won't be able to get to people. We won't be able to get to those lost, lost individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So more than ever, I believe that we have to believe in
have to believe. Amen.
Believe that the Lord's coming back one day.
Yes.
That it's not just going to be all as it is now.
Yes.
You know, I try to tell some people that too. It's not going to be the way it is now. You know, not always.
That's right.
God is going to take it all back one day.
One day.
All right. So that's what I got for tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Jose. Amen.
Yeah. Hey, sis, can we have an invitation? So if you guys would all stand.
Mm-hmm.